Today, across Massachusetts, dozens of children will have a mental breakdown and be rushed to an emergency room.
911, this call's been reported. What's your emergency?
Hi, my 13-year-old is saying she's going to kill herself.
Can you still see her, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, stay on the line while I dispatch.
In this case, a mom, shaking with anxiety, stands in the doorway of her kitchen, eyes fixed on the daughter, who just begged her to call 911.
13-year-old female threatening to harm herself. Thank you. Stay on the line with me. You should be there shortly.
Okay.
And what's her name?
Melinda.
Like many children during the pandemic, Melinda has not been stable for several months. Demand for mental health care is overwhelming supply, creating bottlenecks like the one Melinda is about to enter. We're only using the first names for this teenager and her mom to avoid having the story trail her for years to come. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes the story from here.
EMTs arrived to bring Melinda to a hospital emergency room north of Boston.
Okay, they just pulled up, so.
Okay.
Just stay on until they enter, and then I'll hang up, okay?
Okay.
Emergency rooms are not typically places you check in for the night. If you break an arm, it gets set and you leave. If you have a heart attack, you won't wait long for a hospital bed. But if your brain is not well and you end up in an ER, these days there's a good chance the emergency will become getting stuck there.
Hi, my name's Melinda. I've been here 12 days.
I meet Melinda over the phone almost 2 weeks into her emergency. She and her mother agree to keep an audio diary of this experience, sometimes called emergency boarding. For Melinda, that begins with 10 days in a hospital lecture hall with 11 or so other kids on gurneys, separated by curtains because the hospital emergency room is full. They wait in various states of distress for a bed in a psych unit to open up. At one point, Melinda tries to escape, is restrained, injected with drugs to calm her, and moved to a small windowless room where she can't have any common objects she might use to harm herself.
There are cameras in my room, so I'm being watched. I'm not allowed any sharps. Kind of like prison. It feels like I'm desperate for help.
My name is Pam. I am Melinda's mom. You know, we occasionally hear screaming, monitors beeping. Even as the parent, it's uncomfortable, it's unsettling. It's very scary and it's desperate feeling.
But not new. Pam says Melinda spiraled downward after a falling out with a close family member last summer. She has therapists, but some of them changed during the pandemic. The visits were virtual, and she hasn't made good connections between crises. This is Melinda's fourth trip to a hospital emergency room since late November.
And each time, it's the same routine. We go to the ER, we stay for a few days, but in this case, we've been here 12 days. She goes to a facility, she stays there for 7 to 10 days, and comes home. We've never really gotten a good, you know, true diagnosis as to what's going on with her. She's out of control. She feels out of control in her own skin.
Each facility suggests a different diagnosis and adjusts Melinda's medication. She is on a waiting list for a neuropsychiatric exam that would help clarify what she needs. It's been 6 months. The ER is a holding area. There's no treatment or therapy.
This is Melinda. It's Sunday, April 11th. This is day 13 in the ER. Every day, a clinician comes in and checks on me for about 1 minute. I just really want to get out of here, and I feel kind of helpless. I miss my pets and my bed and real food.
Hi, this is Pam. Just visited with her, and she was very manic. Found out that the other night she had a panic attack and an episode with staff where they had to administer a sedative.
This is Melinda. Today is 14 days at the ER. I called my mom Saturday night because the little boy was screaming, and it caused me to have a panic attack. I'm not really sleeping well. Sleep is really tough here. I keep waking up in the middle of the night.
Pam, who is separated from Melinda's father, works two jobs, but she visits every day, bringing Melinda a change of clothes, a new book, a fidget toy to help her stay calm, or something special to eat.
Some days I sit and cry before I get out of the car, just to kind of get it out of my system so I don't cry in front of her. Some days I'm just exhausted and kind of take deep breaths and mentally gather my strength.
Emergency rooms alert the state when a child in need of a psych bed has been boarding for more than 2.5 days. There's a serious bed shortage now because more children need them at the same time COVID precautions have turned double rooms into singles or psych units into COVID units. A state dashboard shows 202 children held for at least 3 days in January, the most recent official numbers. Still, cases like Melinda's are supposed to become a top priority.
This is day 15. She's much worse. She's at times unrecognizable to me, mouthing off to staff members, causing drama with some of the other patients. She just is so sure that she's just never going to get better. She's currently on a list for 6-7 hospitals, and not a single one has had an opening in 2 weeks.
Hospitals are adding psych beds, but unlike the all-hands-on-deck response to COVID, they are not keeping up with this need. The Baker administration says there are 2 to 4 times more children stuck in emergency rooms during the pandemic as compared to prior years. Still, Pam learns that 2 girls who arrived after Melinda and might have been better behaved have been transferred to psych units ahead of Melinda. Pam is told her daughter might be harder to place.
She's having behaviors because she has a mental illness, which they're supposed to help her with, but yet they're saying no to her because she's having behaviors.
This is Melinda. It's day 16 in the ER. Life is really, I guess, hard because things that should be easy for everyone, they're just hard for me. When I ask for help, sometimes I picture going to the hospital. Other times I wish someone would just, like, understand me.
This is Pam, Melinda's mom. And we finally got the call that she has a placement. And hopefully whatever help she gets this time sticks and that we're not back at the ER in a few weeks doing this all over again.
After 2 weeks in a hospital psychiatric program, Melinda is back home. She has 3 therapists helping her transition and use what she's learned. And now some of those sessions are in person as COVID restrictions ease. This week, parent advocates say there are about 200 children boarding in emergency rooms. Unlike patients who come in after a heart attack or stroke or with a broken arm, they sit on gurneys in hallways or overflow rooms because in Massachusetts, a medical mecca, there's a severe shortage of mental health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.